Bless him, Lord.
Amen. It's good to be in God's house this morning. Amen. Thank the Lord for his grace and mercy, Amen. Travel mercy to get us here. We're just a wonderful place to be where the Spirit of God is. Amen. The Bible said where the Spirit of God is, there is liberty. Ain't you glad for the liberty of the Holy Spirit? Thank God for what I can feel in my soul. The devil doesn't like it, but there ain't a thing he can do about it. I'm saved and sealed to the day of redemption. And I'm glad that my salvation is secure in him. If you got your Bibles, turn with us to Psalms chapter 18, Psalms 18. And while you're turning there, we do want to say it's just a privilege to stand before you this morning. We want to give you what God has given us. We've prayed about it. We sought the face of the Lord. This is where he's led us this morning. And we want to preach what God will give us to give to you. Now, we want to. I want you to pray for us this morning. Our mind and our thoughts is going a lot of different directions. But God has settled us on some things, and we want to preach what God's laid on our heart for this morning. In Psalms chapter 18. Now, I do want to read the first four or five verses just to give you an introduction to the chapter and give you a feel of what David, how he's feeling, what he's going through. Now, listen to what he said in verse 1 of Psalms 18. Verse number 1, he said, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The sorrows of death can pass me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell can pass me about. The snares of death prevented me. In my distress, I like this part. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even into his ears. Now, I want to give you this morning. The first four six verses of this chapter gives you an idea of what David's heart is. All the trouble that David went through, everything that he faced, everything that he went through, David said, I'm going to praise him no matter what happens. I'm going to give him glory and praise and honor. Now I want you to go down to verse 29, and this is where I want to take my text first. And the Bible said in verse 29, for by thee have I run through a troop, and by my God have I leaped over a wall. That's all we're going to read. You can be seated this morning. And I want to say this about David. David loved the Lord. He was a man after God's own heart. Now we see here that David, had went through troubles and trials. But he said, no matter what I go through, I'm going to serve him. In the first part of the chapter, he talked to the Lord. He was talking to him. In the rest of the book of this chapter, the book of Psalms, he was talking about the Lord. I want to say this morning, if we talk to him, there's a good possibility we'll be wanting to talk about him. I'll tell you, friend, we serve a God that's able to help us. He's able to deliver us. We serve a God that's worthy of all praise. Amen this morning. He's able. He's worthy. Praise his holy name. But I want to focus on this verse. In verse 29, the Bible said, David said these words. He said, by thee have I run through a troop. Amen. And the Bible said, and by my God have I leaped over a wall. Amen. David was saying here, there were some things I had to get through, and there's some things I had to get over. Amen. I want to say this morning, other everyone in this building has some things we got to get through and some things we got to get over. But listen, David put it in the right perspective. He said, I'll get through it. I'll get over it. By my God, I'll get through it. Amen. I want to say this morning, listen, there's a lot of things that God's people will have to go through and get over. But be assured, God said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll go with you always, even to the end. Bless his name. Praise his name. I tell you, friend, there's some things in my life I had to get through and over. David said I had to get through some troops and over a wall. The troops were a type or a picture. Of opposition. Amen. How do you know we're going to have opposition when we stand for the Lord? Listen, you do something for God, you're going to be opposed. You're going to have opposition. But good news, brother, if you stand for him, he'll stand for you. Bless his name. The opposition of troops. Amen. And he said, there's walls. I've got through a troop. And over walls, those walls are a type of obstacles. And I'll tell you, friend, God gets me through opposition. And he gets me through obstacles. And you know how he does it? He does it by his grace, his power, his mercy. Because his mercy endureth forever. Amen. I'm glad he's going to get us through it and over it. I don't know what we have to face, but whatever we have to face, God will get me through it, and God will get me over it, and God will help me, and God will give me strength, God will give me grace, God will give me mercy. I don't care what you're going through, God has got the ability to get you through the other side. Amen. The obstacles of life, when you stand for Christ, you're going to have opposition. I'm telling you, friend, but if God be for you, who can be against you? Amen. I'd rather stand for him than stand for the world. The world wasn't there. Listen, when I needed help, the world wasn't there in the midnight hour when my tears filled my pillow. But God was. Amen. He's my help. He's my strength in the present help in the time of need. Amen. He's the strength. He's my help. Praise the Lord. David said, I couldn't get through it over it if it wasn't through God. God got me over some things. I tell you, friend, when God saved me, he sealed me to the day of redemption. I'm saved forever. The devil don't like it, but ain't nothing he can do about it. All he can do is throw up obstacles and throw up walls. Amen. Listen, walls that he throws up, I'm telling you, you know what walls are for? It's to keep things out or to keep things in. Listen, the devil wants to keep out what God wants in and wants to keep in what God wants out. But I'm going to tell you, friend, he can't stand when God begins to move. Amen. The walls will have to fall. Amen. The devil wants to keep things that God wants in out. We're going through some obstacles. Amen. And some opposition. I want to tell you,
Listen, I'm just here to encourage you, friend. I want to lift you up. This church needs a pastor. Amen. I know sometimes things happen. We wonder why. It's unexpected. But I've got news for you. God is still here. God is still ready. God is still able to help you through the next journey. I'm telling you, don't let the opposition or obstacles cause you to quit. Just keep moving. Amen. Disappointments will come. That's right. Trouble will come. I don't care what you're doing. You're doing something for Christ. The devil don't like it. I never had any trouble until I got born again. Paul never suffered until he got saved. And he suffered shipwreck 3 times, beaten and scourged. You know what the scripture says? I tell you, he suffered while he was religious. Everybody loved him. Everybody wanted him. Everybody admired him. But I tell you, when he got born again, and there was a true change, the world didn't like him. They hated him. They'll hate you. They'll hate me. I'll tell you, friend, but I want you to know, God be for you. He'll take care of you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. Amen. 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 Jesus said, if the world hates you, know you not and hated me before he hated you. For if you are of the world will love his own. But you're not of the world. I've chosen you out of the world. So the world hateth you. Brother Ryan, they don't like old time preaching anymore. They don't have to like it. Amen. It ain't our job to figure out, boys. I'm telling you. I listen, if people like the message or not, it's our job to preach. Amen. The gospel. And I'm telling you, just let your life be pleasing to God. And it'll make your enemies to be at peace with you. Amen. I'm telling you, there's been things I couldn't get through and over. But I just stayed the course. I just wanted to be persistent. I just wanted to do what God told me. And God will take care of the rest of it. He knows how.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. How do we get through it? And how do we get over it? I'm going to tell you, friend, the first way we get through it and over it is we maintain our position.
Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Maintain. Man, I like that. I'm just going to stay with him.
Amen.
I ain't got nowhere else to go.
Amen.
Amen. When all that bunch was following Jesus for the wrong reasons, listen, they wanted to turn back. When Jesus said, I'm the bread of life, and he said, if any man eat thereof, he shall never die. Listen, except you eat of my blood, eat of my flesh and drink of my blood, there's no life in you. They said, we can't hear it. It's too hard. I can't hear that. Amen. They followed him for the wrong reason. They walked away. And Jesus looked at his disciples and said, will you also walk away? They said, no way, Lord. Where do we go? There's nowhere else to go. Thou hast the words. They wasn't worried about, about manna or about their bellies being full like that other crowd. We got a crowd today. God help me this morning. But we got a crowd today that's worried about health and wealth and prosperity. And I'm for all that. In the Lord. In him. And you know why? I'm healthy and wealthy and prosperous this morning. You say, I can't tell it by your bank account. I seen what you drove in. I know where you live, what kind of house you are. You're not very successful. Well, in the eyes of men, they measure success by what I drive, what I wear, what I live in. But God measures a successful man, woman, boy, or girl by what's inside of here. Amen. I'm glad I've got everything I need. It's in Christ Jesus. It's in him. He's in me. I got all I need. Amen. I'm not looking for wealth down here. God said we had, if we had food and raiment, we ought to be content. I'm happy.
Amen.
If you're looking at a man, I've told the story, I lost everything I had, but I'm still happy. You know why? Because I didn't lose the joy of my salvation. I might lose it all tomorrow. Again, I might lose everything I got before I get home. God forbid, I hope that doesn't happen. But whether it does or whether it doesn't, I'm still got to stay the course. He's going to be with me. I don't know what I have to go through. I don't know what I'm going to have to go over tomorrow. But I know this. God will get me through it. He'll get me over it. How do you know? He's done it in the past. He'll do it in the future.
Amen.
He's got a proven track record.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. He gets me through things. Those oppositions. People saying things about us that ain't true. They lied on Jesus, so lie on me and you. 1 Peter 3:18, I believe it does, says, who is he that'll harm you if you be a follower of that which is good? But if you suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are you. Woo! I'm happy to suffer. Be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready also to give an answer to everyone asketh you, hopes in you with meekness and fear. And I like this part right here. Having a good conscience. Having a good conscience. That whereas they speak evil of you as evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ. Man, I like that. I tell you this. You said, what's that mean, preacher? Just simply means is. Let them say what they want to. Let them talk what they want to. Let the opposition come. God knows the truth, and so do you. If you're doing what's right and you're following his will, you're doing what God wants you to do. After obedience, prepare for the blessing. It's a coming. That's why the scripture says, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Man, that feels good this morning. What are we going to get through? How are we going to get through it? Just keep just keep going. Obstacles cause us to quit. Opposition causes us to change direction. I'm going to tell you, this church is in a critical position. You can't change your direction because you don't have the pastor.
Right. Right.
Amen.
Amen.
You've got to keep focused. You've got to keep your mind on Jesus. The Bible said, God said that will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee.
Hey.
Stay focused. Maintain our direction. God's got a way. You know what that is? Serving him, loving him.
Amen.
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 I'll tell you, friend, I love Brother Victor, one of my best friends in the ministry. But I'll tell you, listen, he would tell you, just stay focused on him. God will send you what you need. God will take care of your trouble. I tell you, listen, this is just another wall. This is just another obstacle that the church has been through. You've been through them in the past. You'll be through them in the future. But one thing about it, you do what God tells you, he'll get you through it. Man, that feels good this morning. I serve a God that can. Woo! He's able.
Yes, he is.
We just got to keep moving forward. You know, the direction God wants us to go is forward and upward. That is the direction. The devil wants you to go backward and downward. God wants you to go forward and upward. I've got to know what my direction is. I got to know where my, I got to maintain my direction. Listen, there's troops ahead. There's walls ahead. I can see them, brother. But I'll tell you, Brother Ryan, I'm not going to let them keep me from moving. The Bible says that David said, I ran. Praise his name. I'm not going to get discouraged. I'm going to run. Praise the Lord.
Hey.
Woo! I'm just going to keep moving. David said, I ran toward that troop. He leaped over the wall. That's not natural. You know what natural is? Just walking. This is natural right here. Now, if I'm going to run, which I'm about too big to run, but if I was going to run, I couldn't run probably from here to that door. They'd have to call 911. But I have to make up my mind and overcome my flesh and say, flesh, run.
Amen.
Or if I have to say, flesh, leap, I got to leap. Hey, man, it's not natural to leap. Woo! Man, I feel bad. But sometimes, listen, God will ask us to do things that goes against the flesh. I'll just be honest about every time God asks us to do something, you got to kill the flesh. You got to put it under subjection and even do what God has told you to do. It's not going to be easy. It's not easy to run sometimes, especially when you see what's ahead. It's not easy to jump when you see how high it is. The flesh don't want to do it. But David said, I ran towards the troop. I leaped over the wall. You know what? We know how to get through it and over. You just gotta do what you know is right to do. You have to deny the flesh. I'm going to tell you, through times of trouble, and between now and the time you get a pastor, I'm sure there's going to be things that come up in the church, obstacles and opposition. But just stay focused on this one thing. Stay focused on this. Maintain your position or realize what you're here for. You're here to serve God. You're here to praise Him. You're here to honor Him, glorify Him, and God will get you through it. Praise His name. He will.
Amen.
There's going to be times you want to sit down. There's going to be times you say, Lord, I don't feel like jumping today. But David said, I ran. He realized it wasn't his ability. He had to do a part of it. David's part was running and leaping. God was part was getting him through it and over it.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Mm. Yes. Praise the Lord. See, if we do what we can, God will do what we can't.
Yes.
We just do, listen, we give everything we can. We do everything to our ability that God's given us the ability to do. And when we've done everything we can, God will do everything we can. Things that you thought would never be able to happen.
It'll happen.
God will take care of it. Just keep running. Just keep moving forward, leaping. You know, there's sometimes, I'm going to say it like this. You know, there's sometimes, Brother Ryan, I'll call Brother Ryan, and he lives down in the boonies. The birds don't even fly down there. But all kidding aside, there's times we'll be talking and lose signal. I don't pull over. I just keep driving through it. There's times in this life we'll keep moving. We'll do something for God. We'll be going forward in the right direction, and we'll lose signal. Have you ever done that? What do? Just keep going till you get through it. I'll call him back. I said, he might say, what happened? I say, I lost signal. What did you do? I just kept driving. Finally got signal back. Man, that feels good this morning. I tell you, friend, listen, there's times when we move forward and upward, we might lose signal. We might not hear exactly what God wants us to do that morning, but just keep running, just keep doing, and the signal will come back. God will show you. God will communicate with you on His terms. A lot of times God will cut the signal off just to see if we'll maintain our direction. What about you, friend? God loves you, cares about you. What are you going through? You remember Job? Scripture came to my heart this morning. I marked it, and I'm just going to read it to you. Listen to what Job said in Job chapter 23. He said, "Behold, I go forward, but he is not there." You ever been there? Go back. I'm backward, and I cannot perceive him. On the left hand, where he doth work, but I cannot behold him. He hideth himself on the right hand, that I cannot see him. But he knoweth, this is the good part, but he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. My foot, listen to what he said, my foot hath held his steps. His ways have I kept and have not declined. Job was saying, no matter what happens, I kept my position. Neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips have I esteemed the words of his mouth more than necessary food. You know what Job was saying? He said there was come a time in my life where I couldn't see him, I couldn't hear him. Have you ever been there? Doing what's right. I listen in the battle. I tell you, Brother Ryan, there's times as a pastor, you'll just be hammering, doing everything you can. You say, "God, where are you at? Where are you at?" Just keep standing. Just keep plowing. Just keep pressing. God will show up right on time. Amen. Job said, I don't know where he's at. Chapter 42. He said, my eyes have seen him. Through all the trouble, what he couldn't stand, Job said, I'll just maintain what he's told me to do. I won't budge to the right or left. I'll esteem his words more than in gold. I'll just, everything that he's told me, I'll just eat it and love it until I see him again. I want to be honest. I tell you, I love the Spirit of God.
Amen.
There's times when we go into churches, we don't feel the Spirit of God like we should or want to. There's times in my life where I don't feel him like I always want to. Yeah. The times I really love it, I love the times where I can just feel like he's right in the car with me. Feel like he's wearing the suit with me. He's talking to me. He's loving on me. I just love those times. But there's times where I can't find him. I say, God, have you left me? But listen, I remember. I just got to maintain. I just got to keep moving. God gave me responsibility. I've got to meet what God told me. And if I do that, God will show up again. You say, can the church overflow? Can we have a big crowd? Listen, God's working for, first of all, he's wanting stability.
Yeah, that's right.
He's wanting us to maintain the simple things.
Amen.
Just do the basics. Yeah. Praise him, honor him.
Work. Yep.
Give him glory.
Lift his name up. Yes, sir.
We do that. We're faithful in the little things, Brother Ryan.
That's right.
He'll give us bigger things. I don't know if this has helped you at all, but it's helped me to preach it. We got to keep moving. He got me over it. He got me through it. He did it in the past. He'll do it again. Some of the hardest times I've ever been through. There was times in my life where I didn't know how, Brother Ryan. Just like a wall. There was no way. No way. It's impossible. I can't do it. I can't, God, I can't. He says, you can't. You can't. But just leap and I can. Just run and I'll get you through it. I tell you, I said, God, I don't know how you're going to do it, but here I come. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. He delivers again. God loves you. How can I get through it? Trust him.
Yes.
Serve him. Love him. Do what he's told you to do.
Yes.
Just maintain the scripture. Do what he said. Serve him. Love him. I tell you, you'll get through it and over it.
Amen.
I didn't know how I was going to get through it with through some of the things, sis. But God always got me through it. How do you know when you got through it and over it? When it's behind you.
Yeah.
And when it's under you.
Yeah.
Amen. And there's some things that's behind me. There's things that's under me. But there's new obstacles ahead.
Yeah.
Oh God. Give me strength. God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh God. Help me, God, to keep running, Lord.
Yes.
Give me strength, God,
yes,
to leave. Yes. New obstacles. New walls.
God help. God help us.
Things in this day that we're going through right now. Some of the old preachers got me by myself one time. A couple of them. He said, young preacher, you're going to face things that we've never faced. And they put their hands on me. One of them was Tom Metcalf. You remember old Tom? He laid his hands on me. He said, I'm going to pray God gives you strength. Tom's in heaven right now. But those prayers are still keeping me moving forward. And upward. I remember him saying, oh, God, give these young men, not just me, but these young men, strength. These obstacles are getting more fierce and the opposition more wicked. Give us men in this day and time that will stand. God called us for this day and time.
Amen. Hey.
You're here for a reason.
That's right.
I don't know what we're going to face tomorrow. Let's maintain our direction.
Amen.
Let's give glory to the one that can do it.
Amen.
And when we lose signal, don't quit.
Don't.
How many times we got in church and the church said, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do. I don't know what we're going to do. How are we going to get through this? I remember being members of church. How are we going to pay the light bill? How are we going to do this? How are we going to do that? And I remember an old man of God one time, he said, don't worry about that, boys. Just put God first and he'll take care of the rest of it.
Amen.
I said, amen to that. Amen.
Amen.
That's how I live my life.
That's right. Amen.
I don't care about what's going to happen to me financially. If I do the right thing, God will take care of that.
Right.
And you know why he blesses me so good and the storehouse is run over and I got more than I need? Because I don't worry about it.
Woo!
He'll take care of us.
Amen.
Put him first.
Yeah.
Him first. How do we get through it? How do we get over it? Serve him. Love him. Maintain the direction. Give him the glory where glory's due. He'll take you through it. He'll get you over it. He'll give you victory. That's the message this morning. God loves you this morning. Stand throughout the building. Maybe there's some folks here that need to pray. Somebody on the altar this morning praying. Let's pray for them. God knows what's needed. God knows your heart. He'll help you get through it and over it this morning. Just give it to him. Give it to him. What are we going to do, preacher? Just keep serving him.
Amen.
Keep loving him. Know that he'll take care of us. As long as we're doing the right thing. Has there been times? Brother Ryan, there's been times I've suffered. The Bible says, spare the will of God be so you suffer for well-doing than evil-doing. And there's been times I've suffered for doing what's wrong. And if you're here this morning, you feel like you're suffering, you know you've not done, you've not maintained, you've not done what you're supposed to do, here's a good place to get it fixed. Here's a good place! Start over and say, God, I can't get through it without you. I need your help. He can forgive you and start you over. He loves you, but you're lost. If you're saved, place to get help. He loves you. He cares about you. He knows what we need. He knows what we're going to face tomorrow. He knows everything about you. Won't you come? Won't you come? God's still in your heart. Surely there's some folks need that. Surely there's walls and truths that we're facing. We need help. About you, cares about you.
I've seen his children walk the darkest of midnight. I've witnessed him put to the
be patient this morning, let God have his way. It's important.
I have watched as
don't sit in. It's important.
Keep with the
Lord.
In each child, he knows what's best. And I am so glad he knows what's best. And though you may see
turn over to one of the deacons and close out the service to whoever's taking care of it. But we thank